Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yep, keep doing it, Judge. Keep doing it, Montana Supreme Court. All you left-wing wackos that are in the Montana judicial system, keep doing it. Keep poking the people of Montana in the eye with your crazy rulings. Keep doing it. Keep doing it here. Because the people of Montana need to be woken up. They need to be awakened to how bad you are, to how bad your decisions are, to how bad your rulings are. Now, we posed this question yesterday. There was this story about the legislature doing the redistricting for the Public Service Commission seats, right? And the Democrats tried to, you know, they filed a lawsuit against it, and the Democrats lost the case. Well, it was decided by a jury. It was decided by people. It was decided by the people of Montana. It wasn't decided by some liberal judge. I mean, if a judge and a judge alone, especially one of these, you know, left-wing district judges that make up the, you know, a huge number of the district court judges across Montana, if they had ruled on the case, they would have sided on behalf of the Democrats, as they do practically time and time again. But this was decided by a jury. I mean, do you think if the case involving Senate Bill 99 was decided by a jury of Montanans instead of some liberal judge or some liberal, do you think a jury of Montanans would have said, oh, yeah, yeah, you got to allow these people to chop body parts off of kids. Oh, yeah, you got to allow people to give these experimental drugs to kids. Oh, yeah. The UK is putting a ban in place against those experimental treatments on kids because it didn't work. Oh, yeah, we don't care. We're going to do it anyway. No, the people of Montana would have said, hell no. Are you kidding me? That is crazy. Why would you chop body parts off of kids because of this radical transgender ideology? But a judge said, yes, we're going to allow that to happen. And then the left-wing justices on the Montana Supreme Court said, yes, we're going to allow this to happen. And I said it back then, keep poking the people of Montana in the eye. Keep doing it. Keep exposing yourselves. Oof, yes. Keep exposing yourselves, because with this flip-flop, flat top out of the way, now the people of Montana, I hope, will finally focus on our judicial races, focus on our judge races, focus on our Supreme Court elections, and hopefully we get judicial reform across the finish line in the upcoming 2025 legislative session to rein in some of this nonsense as well. But now we've got another one. That's right, DJ Khaled, another one. We've got another one. Judge blocks birth certificate, driver's license rules for transgender Montanans. Now, I want to explain why this ruling is so important and why this judge is so insane. Because if you want, anyway, I'll explain right after the break here. This is a district judge in Helena, Judge Menahan, who wants men to have all sorts of crazy stuff.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many Americans are just not prepared for retirement, and roughly half of people between the ages of 55 and 66 have no retirement savings at all, according to U.S. Census Bureau data. But there are some strategies to help you boost your retirement nest, like working longer. Although the idea of working till 70 might not be appealing, working even a few years past traditional retirement age can help out on the financial front, or try another variation and be willing to work part-time in retirement. Also, consider delaying taking Social Security, which allows individuals to pick up an increase in benefits for every year they delay filing up until the age of 70, and try to save more before retirement. Many people are best equipped to crank up their savings later in their careers with big-ticket pre-retirement expenses like home purchases and college funding, perhaps in the rearview mirror. Also, lowering investment costs could be advantageous as you enlarge your portfolio stake in safer investments. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Montana's own former NFL player Tuff Harris joins us on Wednesday's Montana Talks. He's been doing some incredible work with a Native American leadership program called One Heart Warriors. In fact, there's a new documentary out talking about the work that he's doing and the incredible group of warriors that he is working with. We're going to call it a Tuff Christmas. Tuff Harris joining us on Wednesday's Montana Talks for the full hour. It's going to be a great show. Hope you can join us. And then more to follow later in the week.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, are you...
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, here's the headline from the Liberal Lee newspapers. This is from the Helena IR. Judge blocks rules against changes to driver's license and birth certificates for trans people. A group of state policies that forces transgender people to list only their sex assigned at birth on some government documents has been stalled, at least for now, by a Lewis and Clark County District Court judge. First off, forcing transgender people to list only their sex assigned at birth. Such biased reporting here. We have always, a birth certificate has always said, well, this person was born a boy. This person was born a girl. You are the ones that are trying to force some crazy new process here. Why would a liberal judge named Menahan want men to have the ability to change their sex on a birth certificate or on a driver's license in documents like this? Because if Judge Menahan wants men to have the ability to enter your daughter's locker room, if Judge Menahan wants men to have the ability to enter your women's bathroom, if Judge Menahan wants to take away opportunities for girls' sports, and Judge Menahan wants men to have the ability to take away your daughter's spot on a sports team so that men and boys can play in girls' and women's sports, well, Judge Menahan, if he wants men to have the ability to do all that, he has to allow men to be able to lie on birth certificates and allow men to be able to drive to lie
Fox
on
News
a driver's
coming.
License. So that's exactly why this liberal judge is pushing this, and why this liberal judge is trying to change a process which has been done for how many years? Again, Judge Menahan, maybe you should run for the Montana legislature. I'm sure Planned Parenthood would fund your campaign once again. If you want to be a legislator, run for the legislature. You are supposed to be a judge. You are supposed to be a Your Honor. I mean, this is just yet another example of this out of control, out of touch, radical judiciary that we've got here in Montana. But like I say, keep poking the people of Montana in the eye. Keep poking the people of Montana in the eye and keep exposing how biased and how partisan these judges actually are, and how biased and how partisan the left-wing Montana Supreme Court actually is, because the people of Montana need to be woken up to this fact. Because we've seen now in multiple recent elections that when the people of Montana see an R behind a candidate's name and they see a D behind a candidate's name, they are on a statewide basis are rejecting this insane agenda of the Montana Democrat Party, which is exactly why these judges want to lie to you. They want the ability to hide who they really are for the people of Montana and for the voters of Montana. And then they just want to flood the airwaves and flood your smartphones and your internet as you're surfing around reading. They want to be able to flood the airwaves and flood everything that you see with a bunch of phony, fake campaign commercials where they pretend to be moderate or they pretend to support the Constitution. And how are they able to flood the airwaves? How are they able to flood the internet with all of those lies? They're able to do it because they get a bunch of out-of-state money. They get a bunch of Planned Parenthood money. They get a bunch of ACLU-type organization money. They get these Democrat Party mega donors from other states to flood a bunch of money into Montana to lie to Montanans and tell you that, oh, yeah, we're fair. We just want justice. We're moderate. And no, and they are nothing but these people are as radical as the California Democrats. You look at all the craziness in California, that's exactly what the Montana Democrat Party stands for. It's exactly what these Montana Supreme Court justices, many of them stand for or have openly endorsed in their recent rulings here. So who is going to stand up and do something about this? I mean, we've still got, you know, some so-called Republicans running around, you know, trying to, you know, boost their own profile by attacking some other Republicans. Why aren't you leading an effort to win back our Supreme Court? Why hasn't somebody already started a super PAC, a political action committee, to finally combat what the radical left has been doing here? I truly believe it's only a matter of time. I think the clock is ticking for the Montana Supreme Court. I think once the people of Montana finally see what's going on there, and once there is a significant campaign and effort mounted to expose these people and to support the candidates who step up to run against these people, that we will get common sense, decency, and justice back on our Montana Supreme Court. But it's not going to happen if nobody steps up to take the lead on something like this. So who's going to do it? Who's going to step up and make this happen? I mean, I know everybody gets whipped up into a frenzy. They get all excited about the presidential race and congressional races and everything because it's what's on, you know, Newsmax and Fox News and One American News Network and all these other things. But look at what's happening right here in our own backyard. Look at the enormous mandate that the people of Montana just sent last month. They said no to this radical transgender nonsense, and yet you got judges like Menahan who want men to have access to your daughter's locker room, and this is how they're doing it. This is how they're trying to force it.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
So we have an election, and the stock price of Tesla soars. We have a president-elect who likes oil production, so those companies look good while the fate of non-Tesla electric vehicle makers sours. And of course, Canada and Mexico worry about tariffs. The occupants of seats in Congress and the White House change, and the prospects for businesses and investment change. That's the way of the world. But is it a good thing for the economy? In the wake of active industrial policies like the CHIPS Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, which funnel tax dollars to specific companies, the power of those approving the earmarks and the special favors has never been larger. It's exactly the kind of game that has been played in developing countries for decades, and it helps explain their stagnation. It's called crony capitalism, where resources flow to sectors with political connections, not actual returns. The more we emulate places like Brazil and Nigeria, the faster we may converge to the same kinds of outcomes. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research. I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Every member of Congress will have a DOGE in the fight, as in DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. Congress hasn't voted to create such a department. The quasi-president-elect Trump advisors Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are spearheading the enterprise. Incoming President Trump, Musk, and Ramaswamy say their goal is to cut spending, perhaps by as much as $2 trillion over the next 2.5 years. But such cuts must go through Congress. Cuts just don't happen on Capitol Hill. Implementation of everything requires votes on the floor, and Republicans barely control the House. House Republicans begin the new Congress in January with a 219-215 advantage over the Democrats, but that slips to a margin of 1 in January. That's why congressional budget cutters face tough challenges. Voters will watch to see what lawmakers keep and what they eliminate. President-elect Trump says raising retirement ages for popular but expensive programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security are off the table, but many House Republicans disagree. There could be political consequences for cutting too much or not keeping promises. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
There's an...
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, here we go once again. The Montana judiciary embarrassing Montana on the national scale. I mean, here we go. Just all of these just pathetic rulings out of some of these liberal judges, these pathetic rulings out of the Montana Supreme Court, just give Montana a black eye all across the country, because then we end up getting national attention and everybody's sitting here saying, what the heck is going on in Montana? What's wrong with Montana right now? Well, we know what's wrong with Montana. It's this corrupt left-wing judiciary that we've got right now. Yeah, but here you go. Gurnall Scott covering this Montana-specific story for Fox News Radio.
Montana District Judge Mike Menahan issued the order this week, which blocks enforcement while courts consider the case. Two women filed suit in April, saying they have not been able to get documents that show the sex that they want to identify them. In Montana, two rules exist. One stops native-born Montanans from changing the sex on their birth certificate. The other prevents the same change on a driver's license if the birth certificate has not been altered. Both those documents are crucial to getting passports and marriage licenses. State officials have argued the term sex describes male or female, and transgender is not a protected class. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
Yeah, the reason why they want to be able to lie on their birth certificate and lie on these other government documents is because, think about it, if you're a school administrator or if you're running some sports event or whatever, you pick the example here. And if we want to protect women's sports, well, how do you know if that's a man or a woman that's trying to play on your daughter's sports team, right? Or a boy or a girl? And so that's why they want the ability to lie about this. All right, into the phone lines we go. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Tom in Billings, first up this hour. Tom, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I'm trying to work with House members and Senate members here in Montana. We need to actually defund the Supreme Court. If we defund the Supreme Court and threaten them with that, they're not going to have the funds available for their clerks, for their staff, for anything like that. Montana is Montana. We need to fight to get these liberals to either vote the way they should vote, or we're going to take them out of office. We did it with Biden and Trump. The entire United States did it. We will fight these people. We will defund these people. And if I can get senators and if I can get House members here in Montana, we will get rid of these liberal judges on the Supreme Court. We will get rid of these judges.
And yeah, I'm glad to hear your passion for this, because I think, you know, you're obviously awake to the problem, and more people need to be awakened to this. The libs of TikTok highlighted this. And Tom, thanks for the call. Libs of TikTok highlighted this story yesterday on X. Montana District Judge Mike Manahan issued an order blocking policies that prevented trans people from changing their sex marker on birth certificates. The Montana Supreme Court recently blocked the state's ban on sex change surgery and puberty blockers for kids. And now this, Montana, we have a problem. And I saw a bunch of our friends comment on that Libs of TikTok tweet as well, including Representative-elect Lucas Schubert out of Kalispell. He says, bringing a bill to cut the Montana Supreme Court's budget, bringing another bill to make judge elections more transparent. 27 different proposals are now being put forward by this Senate Select Committee on the Judiciary here in Montana. And so it's change that absolutely needs to happen. But in addition to whatever the legislature is going to try to do, you know, whatever the legislature is going to try to do, that the Montana Supreme Court will abuse their positions of power to try to block whatever the legislature does. That's why it really has to come down to what Tom talked about, getting these people out of office. Somebody's got to raise the money. I'm not just talking about, well, I have a group over here and we're going to endorse candidate A or candidate B. That's great. That's fine and dandy. But what really needs to happen is your organization needs to go out and raise the money to combat these left-wing groups that prop up these radical liberal judges all the time. That's what really needs to happen. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. I was chatting about this earlier. I sent out a couple of things on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. The lie of the year, PolitiFact, this left-wing fake news organization, they published what they call the lie of the year. And of course, it's an anti-Trump piece of garbage that was put out by PolitiFact, where they were going after Trump and J.D. Vance, who were talking about the Haitian migrants in Ohio that were causing all those problems in Ohio. And they just got roasted online. They got absolutely roasted online. And because, oh, wait a minute. So you're going to go with some anti-Trump thing for your lie of the year. Chuck Ross with the Daily Caller, or actually now he's with the Washington Free Beacon. He was previously with the Daily Caller. Chuck Ross said this. He says, I would have gone with Joe Biden is perfectly fine and fit to serve as president again as my lie of the year. But that's just me. Another one, RB Pundit, said this, and these were featured in a DailyWire.com article, by the way. Actually, the lie of the year was Biden saying that he wouldn't pardon Hunter and then pardoning Hunter. But see, no, PolitiFact doesn't want to do that because PolitiFact is a left-wing fake news organization that gets propped up by other fake news organizations, including some newspapers and some TV stations in Montana. Remember all the fake news they ran with when they were trying to attack Tim Sheehy in the Senate race this year? Yeah, they used PolitiFact as their fact-checking organization. I mean, it's just, but what would you come up with for a lie of the year? Especially from a Montana standpoint, I think, you know, one easy candidate for lie of the year is John Tester is a moderate. How many times would the leading newspapers or somebody refer to John Tester as a moderate? That could be a good candidate for lie of the year or lie of the last 18 years, for example. Another candidate could be these same fake news TV stations and others will lie in their reporting. They will lie. They will deliberately, continuously refer to a man as a woman, refer to a he as a she. Now, look, if you don't want to lie in your TV news broadcast, there's an easy way to do it. But if you still want to just avoid the whole, well, this is a man who identifies as a woman, this is a man pretending to be a woman, if you want to avoid that whole conversation, then just take the pronouns out altogether. Just say, well, Representative Zoe Zephyr from House District blank in Missoula, Montana says this. But instead, they lie. They lie. These are supposed to be the truth tellers. These are supposed to be the truth seekers, the media. But instead, they lie. They say, well, trans women want access to the men's bathroom. They lie repeatedly. So that could be a good candidate for lie of the year. But see, PolitiFact doesn't want to tell the truth, do they? And we all know it. 406-294-0970. Let's go to Dana in Livingston. Dana, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, hi. There's a separation of powers doctrine. It pre-existed the state of Montana. It's buried in the Constitution. It's in the federal Constitution as well. And it's talked about at length in the Federalist Papers. It's one of the founding principles of our country that was started. That was written up by some damn lawyers. You know, John Adams, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson.
It's a founding principle, and it's a founding principle that's under attack by the corrupt left-wing judiciary in Montana, just like so many other founding principles are under attack right now in this country. Gun rights, border security, you name it. So, yeah, so what's your take? What's your thoughts on that?
So either the legislature or the executive in Montana can put the corrupt Supreme Court judges on administrative leave because they violated civil and criminal RICO, Racketeering Influence and Corruption Act, when they told the district courts to go ahead and overturn the laws that are coming out of the good Republican, pro-American, pro-family legislature in Montana. Go ahead and overturn those, and we'll have your back when the cases come up on appeal.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, I know these legislators are fired up. These lawmakers are fired up. Some have also talked about, hey, cut their pay. You know, if they want to pretend to be legislators instead of Supreme Court justices, well, pay them what we pay our legislators, which is not very much, right? Now, I did see one Republican commented on X and said, well, apparently you can't deliberately target their pay specifically, but you can defund their budget. You can lower their budget. So if we set up a Department of Government Efficiency for the state of Montana, hey, there you go. First up on the chopping block. And then we could use that money to lower property taxes.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, any minute now we should be chatting with Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio, but sometimes he's doing other interviews with other radio stations across the country, so there could be a wait. But either way, if you want to call in right now, we can sneak in. We might be able to sneak on your phone call, or as soon as he's on the phone lines right now. Perfect. Okay. But then right after we wrap up our conversation with Jeff Manasso, we've got the phone lines open for you. You can call in right now and get in the queue. 406-294-0970. I want to go back to this PolitiFact lie of the year story here after we wrap up with Jeff Manasso, because I want to give you it ties in with what is going on, or shall we say what is not going on Capitol Hill this week. So anyway, stand by for that conversation. But great to have Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio joining us live from Chicago. Jeff always does a great job reporting the news of the day. Americans' trust in our nation's court system hits a record low. A new survey apparently just came out. Jeff, what's the story? And thanks for being with us.
Hey, buddy. Look, this may surprise people. Probably not. Our nation's court system is way well underwater when it comes to trust. According to a new Gallup survey, Americans' confidence in the judicial system dropping to a record low of 35%. And these are results following a tumultuous 4 years, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, criminal cases against President-elect Donald Trump and J6 defendants, and then versus, you know, what's referred to as the two-tier justice system and lawfare and local cases like Jussie Smollett and others. If you haven't heard, the Illinois Supreme Court let him walk on his sentence and his conviction.
Wow.
And so, you know, what's interesting is that according to Gallup, the drop in confidence in our courts, it's not limited to one end of the political spectrum, though Democrats or more liberal-minded people might be a little bit more upset with the U.S. Supreme Court over Roe v. Wade, whereas Republicans or right-leaning people would be a little bit more upset over the, you know, the so-called lawfare against the former and future president in other cases, similar type cases. The U.S. survey, as other wealthy nations, you know, where people on average still express high trust in their court systems, but not us. So we'll see. The survey also shows that confidence in the federal government also declined to about 26% during the same period, and that seems to be accurate.
Very interesting. And who did this survey? And you said, and just to reiterate, you said that it kind of crossed party lines as well. There might be different reasons for why different folks on different sides of the aisle question the courts. But, I mean, at least from our perspective back here in Montana, it has been very clearly one-sided. I mean, the left may not like some of the rulings, but the all-out lawfare that's been waged against President Donald J. Trump and in New York is still continuing. And there's a lot of us that don't feel like we would ever get a fair shake in a lot of these courts.
Yeah, well, look, this had nothing to do with politics, according to Gallup. Its survey was based on telephone interviews with random samples of people, about 1,000 U.S. adults, between June and August, and people were not asked their party affiliation. So this is kind of a broad look at people in general in this country. What do you think of our judicial system? And then later, are you confident in our federal government? And, you know, all failing marks for both, but particularly the U.S. justice system, the courts. This is a record low, and you know,
that whole point about there being a two-tiered system of justice. I interviewed a guy. He's the CEO of Zenger News, and he was at a big conference back in France. It was, I think, the De Tocqueville conference, and he was back in Billings, Montana. He's got family here, and I asked him. I said, "What was the big topic of conversation?" I said, "What was the most interesting thing?" Because he had all these thinkers from across the political spectrum that were at this De Tocqueville conference a few years ago, and he said the big topic of conversation was the accountable class and the unaccountable class. And unfortunately, we seem to see that in our courts where there are people, there is the accountable class. And you pointed out Jussie Smollett, the Hollywood actor who lied about a hate crime being committed against him. And then there is the unaccountable class. And Jussie Smollett is a part of the unaccountable class.
Yeah, and it's you can point to, you know, hundreds, maybe even thousands of cases across the country in which that, you know, may be the narrative. And look, you know, inside, outside local courthouses across the country, there's statues of Lady Justice with that blindfold on her. And justice is supposed to be blind, but it's evident to more and more Americans, in 2024, heading into 2025, that doesn't seem to be the case. And so, you know, maybe this is just, I don't think this surprises anybody that, you know, the view of our judicial system, seems to be, you know, needs some work and it needs some fixing, to gain that trust back. And perhaps this is, you know, the vehicle that will, to right the ship, if you will. But I think people have their doubts.
It's a big conversation even back here in Montana. I mean, we've been all over the Fox News radio headlines in the past few days. There's a new one today about a liberal judge trying to allow people to change their sex on their birth certificate, in the midst of this radical transgender debate. We had the left-wing Supreme Court just put a hold against a bill to protect kids from these life-altering surgery. I mean, it's just crazy. So it's a huge conversation back here in Montana. So we appreciate you giving us the national perspective this morning as well. Jeff Manasso, always appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to share, or if you got to run to your next interview, I understand.
Yeah, I got to run, but have a great day. Enjoy the weekend. If I don't talk to you, you have a great Christmas. Enjoy your holidays, okay?
Hey, yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you as well. Appreciate your time. Jeff Manasso, yeah. The other big story out of Chicago where Jeff reports out of is, I don't know if you guys saw this, but they had a meeting at City Hall with the mayor and residents of Chicago. The Daily Caller has this headline. It just came out yesterday, this story. City Hall meeting erupts into chaos as residents protest the migrant invasion. And the mayor even called in the police to have the people cleared out following that. I think I've got the audio of this report. Let me see. I know I had it here. Yeah, here we go. This is the Fox News coverage of that meeting with the mayor in Chicago.
The Chicago City Council narrowly approving Mayor Brandon Johnson's 2025 budget, including a controversial $40 million short-term loan for a city already swimming in debt, all part of a chaotic meeting where residents slammed the mayor.
You caused all this money to go to illegal immigrants. Anything that you all pass is not genuine.
You have not protected the people of Chicago from invasion.
He wants to pour a $40 million line of credit and put the city in even more debt. It's your fault that because you gave half the money to illegals.
Yeah, there you go. And so, again, the accountable class versus the unaccountable class. The illegal aliens, they're the unaccountable class. The mayor of Chicago, the unaccountable class. But if you're a working class black family in the south side of Chicago, oh, you know you'll be held accountable. And you have to pay for all that stuff to go to all those illegal aliens and non-citizens. But then again, Chicago, you voted for it. You voted for it. Keep voting for these Democrats. It's like the old saying. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But hopefully this will fire up the people of Chicago to finally demand real change and just stop voting for these Democrats like they've been doing in recent years here. Let's see. There was one other thing. Oh, why is this such an important topic when we talk about Americans losing trust and confidence in the nation's court system? And how important it is that we rebuild that trust. We have got to restore justice. We have to restore faith in the justice system. We had a former CIA guy on the show. He came to Montana a few times. His name is Brad Johnson, not the former Public Service Commissioner Brad Johnson. This is an Epoch Times writer and former CIA guy named Brad Johnson. He was out here campaigning on behalf of a conservative Supreme Court justice. He made the point that if you look at failed third world countries that turn into socialist dictatorships, it started with the breakdown of the rule of law. They deliberately undermine the judicial system.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Biden has been trying to Trump-proof the DOJ. He's been doing a whole variety of things. Now he's selling off portions of the wall. And now Biden just agreed to a five-year extension. He's got 35 days to go. 35 days. And he agrees to a five-year extension to the science and technology sharing agreement with China. Established by Jimmy Carter, the agreement has attracted increasing scrutiny because of China's epidemic use of scientific knowledge to bolster their military and intelligence services. We know in this last campaign that they were able to hack into the Trump campaign computers and phones and pretty much everything. And we can't even break into the phones of a would-be assassin.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Martha was ready to switch to a career in IT.
There's always a need for IT specialists, especially with AI coming out and cybersecurity. It's practically recession-proof.
My Computer Career even provides job placement help.
The career specialists, they're very helpful. They care about you as a person, not just a number to them. I would recommend My Computer Career wholeheartedly to anyone.
Take the free career evaluation today. Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. Not available in Washington State.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place.
Oh.
She can STEM, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can STEM.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Joy.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many Americans are just not prepared for retirement, and roughly half of people between the ages of 55 and 66 have no retirement savings at all, according to U.S. Census Bureau data. But there are some strategies to help you boost your retirement nest, like working longer. Although the idea of working till 70 might not be appealing, working even a few years past traditional retirement age can help out on the financial front, or try another variation and be willing to work part-time in retirement. Also consider delaying taking Social Security, which allows individuals to pick up an increase in benefits for every year they delay filing up until the age of 70, and try to save more before retirement. Many people are best equipped to crank up their savings later in their careers, with big ticket pre-retirement expenses like home purchases and college funding perhaps in the rearview mirror. Also, lowering investment costs could be advantageous as you enlarge your portfolio.
Than what you want, and they will find it at the best price.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, earlier we were talking about PolitiFact and their bogus lie of the year. And we've thrown out some of our own lies of the year that we could actually highlight and talk about nationally here in Montana. And I mentioned this briefly. One of the lies of the year that was constantly trotted out there by the fake news media in Montana was that John Tester was a moderate. Now, look, some of you are saying it, and I agree with you. Hey, we're done with John Tester. He lost. I don't even want to hear his name anymore. I hear you. I get it. But this needs to be pointed out, and he needs to be held accountable. So earlier this morning, I chatted with Montana Senator Steve Daines, and I'll share that audio with the rest of you guys here on our website later today. Maybe I'll play a soundbite for you. If not today, tomorrow or Friday. But anyway, I asked him, I said, hey, in these last few days here of the lame duck session, is the Crow Revenue Act going to be able to get across the finish line? Is funding for the, Milk River and the St. Mary's Irrigation Project, is that going to be able to get across the finish line? I mean, that should be a bipartisan, no-brainer, win-win. John Tester says he supports it. He's still the senator. He's still getting paid to do the job right now. He said he supports it. He made it sound like it was already funded while he was running for re-election, but apparently it's not. The Crow Revenue Act... The Crow Nation, John Tester, it sounds like he straight up lied to the Crow Tribe. He straight up lied to the Crow Tribe, all to try to get their help in the election. He said he supported the Crow Revenue Act,
well, why isn't he doing anything to get the Crow Revenue Act across the finish line? Senator Steve Daines says he doesn't think that the Crow Revenue Act or the Milk River funding is going to get across the finish line before the end of this session. It's probably just going to have to get taken care of under Trump and a Republican-led Senate, because the Democrats are just standing in the way of everything right now and making all sorts of insane demands. Why can't they simply take care of American infrastructure? Why can't they simply take care of our coal miners and the Crow tribe? Partisan Democrats are getting in the way, and John Tester isn't doing a dang thing to help the Crow tribe or the rest of us. Nancy, in Roundup, great to hear from you. What's on your mind with about a minute and a half to go?
Good morning, Montana Talks family. I'm getting worried about these reconciliation budget bills, and I contacted our Congressman Ryan Zinke and also our Senator Steve Daines. It's making me nervous, because if we don't get our budget going right now for President Trump next year, we could lose the House in 2026, and you know what Hakeem Jeffries will do. He will impeach President Trump. So these are important, and I ask them why we can't just bundle everything together in one bill. Right now it seems like there's two different budget bills going here in order to to prevent a shutdown, government shutdown. And I don't know about you, but I don't like what I'm seeing here. I want our national budget to get going to prevent us from losing the House in 2026.
Well, and that's going to be key, is what they do in 2025. I mean, right now, unfortunately, the Democrats still run the Senate. They still have the White House. Come January 20th, Republicans will have the Senate already, and Donald Trump will be sworn in as the next president. Yeah, I don't think anybody likes these funding bills right now. Speaker Johnson has got something teed up to get us through March. But then it's up to the Republican-controlled Senate and House and White House to start cleaning up all this mess, right? January 20th can't come soon enough, right, Nancy? Thanks.